Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, a very special Thursday episode. We are still in the Chicago office and Madeline is here.
Yay!
I almost asked you if you remembered the intro in the beginning. I was like,
oh, girl.
Well,
I also watch you guys.
She's a fan.
She's an avid watcher.
She's a fan.
I'm a watcher. I'm a fan. I'm a friend. I'm
so happy to see you.
Former other liner, yes.
Former
New York, former
New Yorker.
How's life out here? This is our first, or my first time spending more than one day here in the office.
Yeah.
And it's something over here. It's a lot. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of basketball.
It's a lot of basketball.
Why
do you think I liked it so much?
Like, I can still hear the basketballs going and they're not even going. Like, that's how much basketball is.
Friday at 2 p.m., it literally shuts off and it turns into basketball hour.
Of course.
I don't partake. I work because I'm a hard worker.
Of course.
And
yeah, of course.
Also, I don't ball like that.
Right,
I don't ball like Gia.
Right.
So, I unfortunately, like, not unfortunately, but like, Chicago's starting to really rock.
Yeah,
you're loving it.
Is.
It? Yeah,
Chicago in summer is
summertime
the
now.
Drug that people
yeah,
talk
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I was saying to some other people who moved here, I was like, it is nice to walk into my apartment. It's like a huge heat wave right now. It's really nice to walk into my apartment and it's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I got
it
that
is,
central
it's,
AC.
It's hell
right,
on
I forgot
earth here.
that you only had like the AC units in your old place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
In
so
your
true.
In your living room.
In my living room.
Yeah.
I had
one AC
central,
unit. Yeah.
Yep. One AC unit. And it was in my living room to go out to my 3-bedroom apartment.
Of course.
So there are luxuries here that I didn't have in New York.
Of course.
And everyone here has good vibes. But like this like week when everyone is here and
it's
you,
so
like,
fun.
You guys specifically are here.
Yeah.
It's like the most fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, it's the best of both worlds.
I'm loving it too. I miss everybody so much all the time. I miss everybody being together. So whenever we get to be together, I think I said this the other day. But yeah, it's been nice. It's been a good time. Everyone's been cool. I've been in some drama. Honestly, I'll be real, can't even get into it. Like,
no.
I don't even want to do it. I'm still on a level of anger that I can't even, like...
Yeah.
I had to... I couldn't go to sleep till 3:30 last night. I was, like, stewing in anger, like, tossing and turning.
I knew it was gonna...
Sure.
And I, like, woke up this morning, felt sick to my stomach, like, just so angry. Like, it's crazy
it's
when
like
you get mad
reaction.
About something. Yeah, it's crazy when you're, like, mad about something and it just courses through your veins.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of anger I'm at right now.
And it's just, like...
I called my mom last
dealing
night.
With yeah
I haven't even
it's
spoken
just
to my
so
mom
frustrating.
She hasn't texted me. I know that she's seen it and she hasn't sent me a word. She probably knows that I don't want to hear I don't want
to
talk
yeah
know?
Yeah that's
but
yeah I think you did what you had to do and
right did what I had
you
to
stuck
do
up for, you stood up for yourself and yeah. I think people took that in the wrong way and be like
well some though. Yeah some people
yeah
it depends on who you're talking
right
you know.
Yeah. It's like Twitter
sorry.
Trolls
some people in people in reality
right
understand
that
yeah
and
which is the theme
and we
here.
Are Team Kelly.
Yeah, Team Kelly till we die, obviously.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But I'm saying it only because I feel, even at the beginning of this episode, a little low energy. And so I'm trying to change my mood around. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you know, when you get
hey,
in that
that's
mood, you got to bring it up. I'm thrilled to be here with you guys.
Right.
I feel right back at home.
I know.
And it's just a lovely day.
I
get to talk to all the Taylor Watch fan girlies today.
Yeah.
I know.
I do want to, we did forget to talk about two things I did want to talk about.
Oh.
One being Sabrina Carpenter talking about the Skims thing because we were correct
on
that take.
Oh, yes.
We said that like she probably talked to Taylor and Taylor was like, it's fine, it's not a big deal.
Get that
and that's
back.
Like
Who
literally
cares?
What Sabrina said exactly. I don't know where she. Is that Cosmo?
I don't know. It must have been something like
it
that.
Was
because
some
it was
some magazine
random...
interview that she did.
Yeah.
And
or I think it was Vogue. No, I might be wrong.
No, you
no,
might
I
be
feel,
right. You might
Vogue?
Be very right.
Vogue is asking those kind of questions? I'm surprised.
I don't think she was like on the cover
because it
or
wasn't BBC.
No,
but
I just mean even Vogue.com.
Thing, right?
Oh, maybe it was?
Because she did
I
the BBC
know.
Live
Let me
lounge.
See.
Oh, that makes more sense, to be
Sabrina
honest.
Sabrina
BBC
Skins
Live
Skins
by the lounge.
Taylor.
She what?
She let's slayed
see.
That.
Oh, God. She was great. So good. She's
interview.
At fashion shows and stuff. I've been seeing her.
In a new interview, blah, blah, blah. Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That
she
makes
said,
sense.
I've been very, very communicative with her about the situation, and I just love her so much and support her till the end.
Hell yeah.
She just said, as much as people want you to believe you're turned into every little thing, like, I'm not, like, I don't see the stuff like she's talking about. Like, I didn't see any like of the backlash of people because like I'm working.
Right.
She's working late. Exactly. Listen, she's a singer.
She's working late. She's a singer. She's a busy girl. She's don't embarrass Barry. Her. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the list goes on.
Did
but,
you see that clip of her
that.
Sitting next to Central C? Do you
yes,
know who that
yes,
is?
Yes, she was yes.
Like, she goes, Barry told me I had to say hi to you.
Yeah.
He's like, who? She's like, Barry.
Wait, who is that? I didn't know who that was.
Central C. He's a British rapper. How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Oh, I like that song. Yeah, I know that song.
Do you know who
like
Madeline Argy is? Argy? She's like on the Unwell Network.
Yes, I love her. They date?
They're like very on and off.
Very on and off. Yeah.
Oh, I think that she is so, she's so beautiful. And I love how she talks. And I love her. She's so dry. Like, she's exactly my sense of humor. I love her.
Yeah.
But they're like a very British power couple.
Hell yeah. Oh, good for them. Yeah. Good for them. I love that.
And then the other thing was the Super Bowl ring ceremony.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Where Taylor jumped on live from, I guess, from the UK.
Yeah. Today on New Heights, Travis was like, we had some very special people watching from all over the globe, obviously.
So sweet.
But yeah, Taylor was up watching, I think, like one of the wives.
One of the wives was doing doing like an Instagram live of the ceremony. And Taylor was in the chat being like, woohoo.
Yeah. And she's like, we get one more year of
Nicole. Yeah. Nicole Hardman. I was like, geez, she's deep.
She is deep. She's very deep.
I saw a tweet where it was like, we live in a reality where like Taylor Swift is worried about the wide receiver core of this.
Yeah. Which is so great. Funny. I think it's awesome. She's still supporting. She's doing her best, you know, whatever. And it was like 4 a.m. UK time. So she, at one point she was like, all right guys, I got to go to bed. Like that.
Late in Liverpool.
Which is so fun. So cute.
And I think, were you going to say Brittany and Pat?
I just saw that.
Oh no, oh. But them too. I had two things. Brittany and Pat, they're on their flight right now.
Like
literally as we speak, recording this on Wednesday. They're headed to Europe, and you know, they're going on vacation, but people think that they're going to show up at one of the shows. Obviously, that's one. Two, I don't remember if we talked about this or not. The Gracie Abrams Taylor Swift song comes out Friday.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Us, it's called
Us. Yes. Yeah,
can't wait. Everybody's gonna get so mad about blocking other artists. Yeah, Gracie Abrams is gonna be number one. Everyone's gonna be like, what?
Right.
It's gonna be hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So that's that. And then also what I wanted to say was that my energy is also low today because I am in mourning over the loss of the
Oh
Lakes.
My God.
And I hate it here. Mashup.
That
my two
was
favorites.
That was and crazy that she did that, like 2 hours after everything went
after
down.
Like the biggest fight I've ever had
it's
online.
It's like she kind of felt like that you needed that.
No, she knew that I needed it. She sensed me from afar. She said, I'm going to take care of my girl. And I didn't get to watch it until I got home last night, like super late. And not that late, like 10. And so I was sitting in my bed, like angry, stewing about the day, like stomping around in my hotel room, like so pissed off. And then I was like, wait a minute, I know what I need.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just went through, like so many TikTok videos. I think I watched it from different angles like 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
I love when she was like, I hate it here.
Yeah, you hate her.
Take me to the lakes.
Yeah.
I hate it here. Oh, so good.
So good. Yeah. It's just that song. But I also loved how, I got chills. Like, I have chills again. Thinking about how everyone obviously freaked out about I Hate It Here, but when she went into the lakes, the place went fucking nuts.
Crazy.
And justice for the lakes.
Justice for the lakes. Yeah. And I'm so glad that people are finally like, I feel like I was the only person that ever liked that song.
No,
and then all of a sudden, I kept thinking, like, why don't more people like this song? So it makes me happy to see that, that people do
Didn't
in fact
you, like
it.
Did you also totally call that too? You were like, she's definitely going to do the lakes in Cardiff? Or was that
Liverpool?
I
thought Liverpool.
Yeah.
I thought Liverpool because it was it's so close literally
right,
to the
lakes.
But so is Cardiff, I guess. Maybe even closer, to be honest. I didn't look at a map. I'm sorry for not knowing the geography as well as I should.
We were trying to figure out like Wales, Scotland, like how that all pans out. It's confusing.
It's tough to figure out, but they're all kind of close.
UK.
She's bopping around in the UK still. Loving it, loving her life. Things are great. But
also with that
gruel.
Gracie Abrams song, she revealed that like there was a fire in Taylor's apartment.
Yes.
She was
like, oh my God, that's right. Oh yeah,
candle knocked over. Right.
Yeah,
no one heard
that was
it.
Another confirmation that Gracie Abrams confirmed that the picture of her. I forget if we talked about this the other day. The picture of her on the ground while Taylor was like taking a selfie with a thumbs up and she's like covering her face is after she heard The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Me too.
Then they said that that same literally. Then that same night, they were dancing around the house, having a good time, and a candle got knocked over, and they didn't hear it at first because she thought it was like the cats playing or something.
Yeah,
she thought it was something else.
Taylor literally said, like, that's probably one of my cats.
Yeah. And then it turns out it was a candle. It fell over, lit things on fire, and Gracie said that Taylor, like, snapped into action, knew exactly what to do, and took care of the situation.
That's crazy.
She said that she couldn't believe that she just snapped in, knew what to do, and the, like, condition that they were in. So I assume that they're, like, drinking a lot of wine.
Yeah, they're probably
drinking
a lot of wine.
What, you know, girls' night, wine night. But it's such a
I can see Taylor being like the mom friend of the group.
She, like, sobers up immediately.
Yeah.
The fire extinguisher.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe she has to have a fire extinguisher in her apartment.
So let me tell you. So that exact thing happened to me, not with a cat, but I had a candle, and I talk about this all the time because I feel like people need to know this. And I'm not talking shit about the brand Homesick because I like Homesick candles a lot. And I think this happens with a lot of candles. So I don't think it's just them. But it happened to be a Homesick candle, my Harry Potter Ravenclaw one. And I was burning it all the way to the bottom. Mm. They're glass things. And it was like at the end of the candle.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was like totally done. And it got so hot that the glass
exploded.
And it made a popping sound in my living room. And I was in my bathroom, like, doing my washing my face. And I heard a pop. And I was like, what is that? But I was mid-face wash, so I didn't stop right away. But then I kind of got, like, a weird feeling. And I just checked in my living room to see what it was. And my whole table runner underneath my TV was on fire. And I, like, freaked the fuck out. And, by the way, didn't do the right thing. I, like, went, grabbed a dish towel and started, like, patting it. And then that kind of set on fire. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. I was like, I forget everything I learned about fire safety. Like, this is insane.
It is.
I got it out. It was fine. Like, I think I poured water on it. It wasn't, like, a huge fire. It was just, like, my little thing was on fire. I have, like, it's like that organza thing. Like, it's very flammable. And,
yeah,
I, you know, whatever. So, but I just didn't think that a candle would explode like that. So after that, I bought on Amazon one of those, like, fire blankets, and then also a mini fire extinguisher.
That's smart.
So, and it's
I
tiny.
Should get
it's
a little
like,
fire
it's like this big.
Yeah.
And so, and I feel like it's perfect. So people, you know, don't let this happen to you. And
yeah.
I bet
candles
Taylor had
are
a mini.
So dangerous. My, like,
they
one
really
of my best
are.
Friends in middle school, her, like, entire, like, room burned down because she, like, left a candle on.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Crazy.
It's scary stuff, especially if you have them burning. And, like, I know, and growing up, my mom loves candles. We're a big candle house.
Yeah.
Always candles burning in every room. Like, there'd be one burning in the bathroom at all times, even when we weren't in
fire
there.
Fire safety,
like,
is important.
Fire safety is important.
And why do I always feel like when people, like, are set on fire by accident or something, they always forget stop, drop, and roll?
No, completely.
Like, it's, they just go, ah!
I can't.
You gotta stop, drop, and roll!
I stood there and stared at the fire like a Sim. I was like, oh my God, there's a fire. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, I cannot believe
this
is on fire right now. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I had a candlestick another time where a thing went kind of, you know, you gotta keep your eyes on your candles.
Yeah, keep your eyes.
Or if the wick, like, pops a little bit and then,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes with those Homestick candles, I thought that's what you were going to say, but sometimes they are wick, like, sets a freaking
all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah,
I know.
Insane.
I always cut them really low now.
That's
like, whenever
smart.
I get
yeah.
them, I cut the wick super
I was
low
like,
so it
oh
doesn't
my God.
Do that.
I had one.
I know. They get
my,
so hot.
I have one now, but I had one in my New York apartment that the wick would go so crazy. Where it was like next to my wall, and there was soot
black
on the wall
from it. And I was moving, and I was like, oh my God.
That's the worst. That's happened to me multiple times. And I always, like, if I'm moving stuff around and you see it in a different light, like during the day, you're like, oh shit. If you get you have to get, like, the rough green side of the sponge out.
You're
like, ah.
Magic eraser or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that looks so bad.
I know.
That's
and
funny.
It's tough. So, yeah, fire
so
safety.
Be safe, y'all.
Fire safety. Taylor is safe with fire. She's prepared what to do, and we all should be too.
Yeah.
Don't get yourselves caught not being safe
but
with the fire.
But, I also listened to some, or, like, I guess Gracie Abrams did, like, a little pre-show for fans or something.
Oh, me and you were sending those back
and forth.
I didn't see any.
And there's
Kelly.
Snippets, and this album sounds really good.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Well, it's so soon. Tomorrow now, while everybody's listening to this, it'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be out
tomorrow
night at midnight. Yeah.
There are a couple where I'm already, like, me too, girl.
Me too, girl.
Ooh, yeah. I haven't, honestly, though, I haven't done a deep dive. Like, I really haven't.
I don't know if you would like her, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I like,
she might be a bit
some
young,
of the songs. Like juvenile?
Not juvenile.
No. Her sound,
what's her vibe?
Her vibe is like,
I know a little bit. Like, I like this, the one song that's out.
Risk?
Close to You or Risk?
The one I'm always singing. Is that
close.
Sorry, that gives
pull
no.
the trigger
close
on the gun.
Gun.
I give you every minute.
I
wanna
like,
be
I
close to you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, close to you.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I love that song. That song is great.
I told Gia this. I have never, like, I've done my deep dive on Gracie, but I don't know her whole discography. Like,
right, I don't
so
even
well.
Close.
I think this is going to be. I told her this. I said, for Gracie, I think this is going to be, like, my official dive into Gracie territory. Mm-hmm. Also, this is going to be my official dive into Sabrina territory when her new album comes out.
Oh, absolutely.
I go, those
absolutely
are my two new girls. And then yeah, I also need to get Tay more daughters to Brat, which we will.
On to, yeah, Charlie, a little bit of Chapel. Speaking of the ladies
been on
in
the
waiting.
Chapel game.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Speaking of the ladies in waiting, did you see Sabrina doing a Carpenter, Sabrina doing a Chapel cover?
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah. She slayed that.
Amazing.
Slayed that.
So good. And I love that. I love when the artists, especially the girls, get together and like sample each other's songs, mm-hmm, or cover them or whatever. Like, to me, that's just I respect you. I like the song. I like to perform
song,
it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's great to me. Yeah. They all should do that all the time.
I also feel like she really proved her vocal strength, because that's hard song to sing.
Yes.
And
yeah,
people kind of give Sabrina shit for like talk singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she really really sounded amazingly beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She did. And she's great. Sabrina, you know.
God, I'm just so obsessed with her. Yeah,
I also loved her Please, Please, Please cover from that, too. Like, I think she did well with her Please, Please, Please.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
It was really good. And she, she switched it because it had to be clean,
mm-hmm,
from
motherfucker.
Little Sucker.
Little
I think.
Sucker.
Oh, and then did you see the one, or did you send me the one of the woman with her
the
son
baby
in the
yeah,
back?
Yeah.
So it's like this lady who, they, you know, they love Sabrina Carpenter. They get in the car and her son's in the back and loves the song Please, Please, Please. And she's like, hey, you know, she came out with a clean version of the song. And, you know, the part where you sing, he's like, and she's like, what's your favorite part? And he sings the, like, heartbreak is one thing, but, you know, but don't embarrass me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the mom is, like, laughing. And she's like, all right, well, she came up with a new one where instead they say, like, little sucker or something. And he goes, I don't like that. There's not enough emotion in that bad word.
Oh,
like,
God,
whatever. And so he just was like, she's like, okay, well, maybe we just only sing it at home and in the car.
Yeah.
And it's, like, hilarious. Like,
yeah, I mean,
because
of course,
what do you say? Like, when that song is so
little
catchy and kids love it. Like, I'm sure just this is a catchy vibe. Like, it's very upbeat summertime. Like, Espresso, too, same thing. And, like, are we still worried about kids cursing? Like, I don't know. I'm so detached from it.
Well, I feel like kids these days,
they have access to
so
much cursing.
They have their own language.
Yeah, they do, like,
they're like skibbity sigma. Like,
right.
You have no riz. You're from Ohio.
Yeah,
like,
which may be meaner than motherfucker.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Which I don't even know.
Yeah, I'd rather be called motherfucker than say I have no riz and I'm the sigma.
No. I don't.
TikTok riz party is zero.
Holy shit. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, wow. Okay, well, I gotta go then. Like,
imagine like a 12-year-old
Forget
comes
it
up to me, he's like, skibbity, you skibbity suck, like,
yeah,
you're from
you're
Ohio,
like,
skibbity bop bop, get the fuck out of my face. Bitch, I'd be like, wow, okay, child.
Yeah, there's like nothing
know
scarier than like a 12-year-old kid these days, I feel.
That's
like, or like a 10-year-old kid.
No.
Yeah,
they're too good and they think we're fucking losers. They do not care.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all the girls are girling as always.
Mm-hmm.
The other day we were talking about the conversations that people have been having that Taylor's like putting out these album variants to block other artists intentionally.
So I've
whatever
been seeing this discourse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, it's too much. So finally, I'm not gonna play the video because everybody can go look at the video if they want, because it's an in-depth like breakdown of numbers and mm-hmm shit. I sent it to Gia yesterday. I'll tell you his name. The guy's name is Jake.
Oh, I see
Dayton,
him. I like him.
DEYTON. Jake.
Yeah.
He's at Jake Dayton.
He basically was like,
and he breaks it all down. Yeah. He must be like he's like a music guy. Like, he works in music or something. And so he breaks it down number wise, whatever, and talks about these album variants and why people think that she's putting them out on purpose or whatever. And what it is streaming. Mm-hmm. Streaming is what's keeping her on top. And if she didn't have the album variants come out each week, she would still be beating the number two artist by a large margin, whether it is Billy or Charlie or whoever.
She would still be beating them by like 200,000 units.
Yeah, it was like a crazy thing.
Yeah.
So seeing that really helped me, like laying out all the math and the difference between like what was sold and what wasn't. Like, for example, the last album variant that went out only sold like 1,500 copies.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, and that's what we were saying. Like, it's only the freaks that are still buying
at this point.
Like, who are the people that are really like desperate
like
for
I don't
it
even hear about these variants.
Neither do I until people are bitching.
Until people
and
are
I'm like,
about
what?
Yeah.
So like, I didn't even
know
really
like,
came
I didn't
out
know she came out with the like two like Fortnite and Tortured Poets acoustic version.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
and like
just,
she
okay
did like a fresh out, like she did like Fresh Out the Slammer. I didn't even buy that one. Like, you know, like
for what? Yeah.
Exactly. It's like just, I feel like even 1,500 units is nothing.
It's nothing. No, same with digital downloads. They like it, he said like, or he showed the list and showed all the numbers, and then without the CD sales and without the digital downloads, she still was like, it's all streams. Like, streaming is the most organic way
that's on me
that people can find it. Yeah, and that's
just a narrative that like I think it was like, I don't know if it was Billie Eilish stan started or whoever started it to literally make paint Taylor to be the bad guy again. You know,
I've also never heard of blocking until this.
No, literally. The other day we were recording this, I was like, I need someone to explain this to me in full because I think someone made this up and then is just running with it, which is it's exactly what happened. Like, that's just what's going on.
It may be a thing. I don't know. I have not heard of the concept until Torture Poets.
Apparently, and he said in his thing, he was like, other artists are all doing this exact same thing. Like, they put out their album, then they put out the different variants, they do whatever. Billy did the same thing. Charlie did the same thing. Like, everybody is doing that, but only people only have a problem with it when it's Taylor. Yeah. So, I don't know. The one tweet I sent you was like,
all you are busy hating on Taylor when the real problem is Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yes. And we said that. We were saying that. Morgan Wallen is up there. He's
on the number one Hot 100 right now. Exactly. I Had Some Help is the number one song.
Yeah, with Post Malone.
Yeah.
Also, throwing chairs off of balconies.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, listen.
So, like, he's the issue. Fish to fry. Yeah, we're pointing fingers at the wrong person.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I am so in. I just can't.
No, we're not. This is a heavily anti-Morgan Wallen podcast.
I don't want to.
You don't have to. You don't have to hate as hard. We've gotten. We've made the disclaimer. We know there's some crossover. Yeah. We know there's some crossover fans, but unfortunately,
speaking of that, really quick, but. The chair thing. Did you see that guy in New York
throwing shit off the roof? Yeah. That was so insane.
That was crazy. He threw a cement brick off a 40-story building.
Yeah. It was insane.
I mean, that's a felony? Question mark.
Yes. What was that big? He threw a big thing. Like, there was a chair.
He threw a cement brick.
But what was that huge thing? There was a massive thing.
It was like a massive chair. It looked like a trash can,
but like solid. Like, it was just huge. I don't know what the fuck it was.
I don't know.
People are not okay.
People are not okay.
The heat is getting to them.
What's the crime? Again, I know it is a crime because it's like that. But like, what would?
Well, if it hit somebody, he'd be charged with like murder, manslaughter, like something like that. But yeah, I guess
it's some sort of felony. I mean, it has to be like public disruption, endangering public. No, he must be going psycho. He's probably losing his mind or something, or on acid or something.
Yeah, something's going on. I don't know who. Yeah, no one knows who the hell that was. But yeah, that's what.
Yeah, but that just gave me Morgan Wallen.
Not saying he's inspired by Morgan Wallen, but Morgan Wallen threw a chair a couple months ago, and now all of a sudden we got people throwing chairs in New York City. Just saying.
Is Morgan Wallen the culprit of all these crazy men coming out and throwing shit?
Is he giving these insane people the confidence to be as insane as they are? Mm-hmm. People are saying it. They had some help. Oh, come on.
Yeah, when he got arrested, they said, "Why'd you do it?" He said, "I had some help.
I had some help. And then he was like, "By the way, it's number one on the Billboard charts.
Stream it.
He's my idol.
Keep Taylor Swift down." Yeah. That's what he's saying. God. So anyway, yeah, so that's all that. Yeah. I was happy to see that thing. Go look at that guy, Jake Dayton. He has a few TikToks explaining different things and different questions people are having. And he was cracking me up. He's like, "This is the last time I'm going to talk about it because people seem to just believe what they see on Twitter." Like, he's so over it.
Yeah.
And I loved that about it because I'm also so over it. Also, another thing about the concert, the picture heard around the world. I literally can't open my Twitter timeline without seeing it. Taylor Swift's ass. Listen,
I mean, I wouldn't mommy or something.
I was like, mama.
No, literally,
puppies.
We gotta. There's a picture. Another sassy photo of Taylor coming out during like the probably vigilante shit midnight set, end of the midnight set, and she's got her outfit on or whatever. But whatever this angle is, people are getting. I don't know if it's that they're like editing the photos to be so clear or like the camera quality is so good.
But it's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. And this photo is making its rounds. Like, I literally can't even open my Twitter without seeing it 12 times.
It's a juicy photo. She looks so hot. She looks amazing. Yeah.
She's working her ass off literally and figuratively. So it's just like.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, I have to post this. Like,
I was glad you did.
She looks so good. Like,
she looked great.
Yeah. And it's funny
it's
how.
It's so funny how everybody went nuts for it.
They were up her butt crack.
People were like, you know, everybody's Travis, can you fight? I'm barking at the moon.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Girls, by the way.
Did you like my caption for it?
Yeah, what did you say?
I got to go back to this.
She had a crazy caption for it.
I hate to admit this, though. I did get the idea from Kim Kardashian because she came out and said that North gets mad at her because she uses the word giat in the wrong way. And she'd be like, we giat to go. Like, we giat to go.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kim, for the caption inspiration.
Thank you, Amy.
Which is so funny because my dad has said that before. Like, before giat is like a thing. Like, always when growing up, it was like, we gets to go. Like, that's what he would say always when we had to leave anywhere. And so hearing Kim be like that, I'm like, of course, like, yeah, that,
yeah, right?
Same girl, actually. Like, me and Kim sing eye to eye.
As a mom. But yeah, she, and I also think it's funny how that picture came out, like, right after the discourse about her dancing and stuff. Like,
oh, God. Like, I will say,
looks so awkward.
The dancing videos have been insane.
Well, yeah, the dance, she's just being, she's like.
That's how she always is. And I saw this clip of her talking about this in, like, 2014.
Yeah,
she was like, I literally made the music video Shake It Off to make fun of myself the way that people make fun of me dancing. Right. Like, I know I dance awkward. I'm 5'11". Yeah. I'm skinny. Like, I'm blanky.
Yeah.
I know I dance awkward, so I'm going to make this music video and embrace it.
Exactly.
The person being like, she's so underrated as a dancer. I don't know if it was meant.
No, come on.
That's what the original video, the caption, that tweet is. We need to talk about how Taylor's actually so underrated as a dancer. That's why I was
That's why people
went
crazy.
Girl.
Yeah,
there
of course.
There are moments where, like, she, like, when she does the vigilante shit,
she,
like, she is a good dancer. And
that,
like,
video, though, should not be the judgment of
that. No. She can do some core. It's when she goes off script. Choreographed dancing, choreographed, she crushes it. She's always got that choreo on
lock. Mandy Moore handle it.
But when she's, let Mandy Moore handle it. But when she's going off script and she's flowing her tassels around, sticking her tongue out, she's just being silly.
She's having fun.
She's doing whatever she's going to do. But no. She's obviously
like,
not
a dancer.
You
guys think
I
dance awkward? Well, I'm also really hot. So.
Yeah. Also, look at my ass now.
Yeah.
She heard what you guys said about the tassels.
Yeah.
God. So, yeah. So she's looking great. Mm-hmm. London show's coming up kind of soon, right?
There's 21st. So tomorrow. Friday.
Yeah. So a couple London shows. And then she goes back to London again in, like, August. I know we were talking about this the other day, too. But so we've got that to look forward to. Very, very excited about it. Travis may or may not be there. People are saying.
Mm-hmm, Travis.
Also, we have to get, hopefully we'll get the inside scoop.
Oh, my God.
Travis went on Bustin' with the Boys, which is a Barstool Sports podcast based out of Nashville with Will
Our
Compton
coworker.
And Taylor Luan. Our coworkers. Oh. We were just with Will.
We were just with Will.
And we're
going
to be with him again. He's going to come back.
So
he's coming back tomorrow. So we'll be able to ask him for the Dozen tournament, which is live, by the way, and still going on. Everything is great if you're paying attention to the Dozen.
The three losers.
Yeah, we're still three losers. The final four of the tournament will be live at like a venue in Chicago, and it will be also broadcast live. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep eyes peeled tonight, Thursday night, for that 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so hopefully we'll get to chat up Will and see how that conversation went. I don't know when that episode is coming out.
Yeah,
but Will had asked, you know, what do you think about, like, how should we approach the Taylor thing? Like, should we bring it up? Like, should we, you know, organically, whatever? And I just said, feel it out and don't be rude and don't only ask about it.
Don't force that.
Don't only ask about it.
I feel like that's the type of thing where if it comes up, it comes up.
Right, for sure.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Sometimes I feel for Travis where it's like all anybody wants to talk about is Taylor.
Yeah.
And of course, and he's so gracious about it and so fine about it. But I just feel bad. Like, I don't want people to get annoyed that he keeps getting asked about Taylor, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So,
exactly.
So
football
we'll see.
Season's starting up, so I'm sure they'll have a lot of other stuff to talk about. Yeah, but I'm excited for Waggler to come back. I can't wait. Yeah. Wag Taylor.
What's that? Oh. I was like, Waggler? Who? Is he a player?
My favorite player,
I'm
Waggler.
I'm hype for Waggler as well. She is a player.
She's the best player on the team.
She's the best player on the team. Yeah. Super Bowl in her rookie year.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, Waggler will be back soon. That's exciting. And she'll be able to go to a lot of the opening games because that's her
break
in between August
and
October.
Like all Europe and the,
So that'll be fabulous. Looking forward to it. Yay. What else? Did we miss anything?
Not that I know of.
I
think we covered everything.
Oh, the other mashup she did on guitar was I Forgot That You Existed and This Is Why We Can't
On Scooter Braun's birthday.
Yeah.
Incredible. Oh, wait, I didn't
realize. Did we talk about him?
We did.
Retiring?
Last episode,
he's done.
Also, like having that on his birthday and right after he announced
retired.
Oh, she's good.
Just,
she
ooh,
was
sweet.
She like started dying laughing in between. She was just like,
well,
it was
during
great.
The
I
laughing,
win again.
Can't say
during the laughing
face.
Part of This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Yeah.
It stopped for like 40 seconds.
That's
yeah,
funny.
She like, just couldn't
they
stop
just
laughing.
Had a moment together.
That's
it's
really
incredible.
Cute.
Which
That's
This Is Why
cute.
We Can't Have Nice Things is one of my favorite Reputation songs.
It's
no,
a
same.
Banger.
It's excellent.
Like, kind of, I feel like an underrated
break
one.
Them, you had to take them away. This is why we can't have nice things. Dark
Lynn, did you hear one of the things you said about me? This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, yeah. Love. Did you think I wouldn't hear all the things you said
is
about
me? Is that what she said?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you think I wouldn't hear all the things you said about me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love.
And great also, song. I forgot that you existed is so good.
Also, that, such a good song.
Maybe that it did Cardiff me, but get the best? Didn't. Did Cardiff get the best they mashups got, like they got, of all time? Like so,
kind of.
Honestly, in my opinion, at this
I don't
point,
know. Exile Haunted.
Exile Haunted is so good. Yeah, but I'm talking, I hated they're the four lakes. For four though.
Yeah,
like, four,
true.
Like the lakes.
I hate it here.
I hate it here.
This is why
I forgot
they
existed. This is why we can't have nice things. Like, but the energies of all those songs. Yeah, like I just mixing them together. Like. Wow.
Yeah. I hated really Near the Lakes good. Maybe one of my biggest losses to
oof. No, it's tough. Like it's sad. I can't decide. No, I would want that more, obviously. I was saying between that and Haunted and Exile. Mm. But no. I want the lakes and I hate it here. That's yeah. I need to be true to my to who I am.
I only thought of this because of the TikTok sound, but Cowboy Like Me and Chloe Weiss and Sophia Marcus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Go together so well.
Yeah, they do.
And those are also like your two songs.
Yeah. Right.
So like I would die for that.
Yeah. So but good.
I think that's one of the actually I think that's one of the questions I have lined up for
us. Fabulous. Shall we
jump
in? Talk to the people?
Let's
shall we jump in?
So excited.
Fabulous. Excellent.
I'm so excited to chat with the girlies.
I know. Yes. This is our favorite part. It's so fun.
I know. Because when I was on in October, that
we weren't doing it yet. Yeah. We weren't doing it yet.
All right, guys. Okay. Quick break for our favorites. You guys know him very well. We talk about him all the time. Way is the best. And Way wants to give you the confidence to live your life your way. Especially on Wash Day.
Woo!
Okay,
wash
cool.
Day.
Yes.
Wash Day is upon us.
I got Way in my hair right now.
Yeah, I wear my hair right now. Too.
I wash my hair this morning too. Mm-hmm. I have Way in my hair. We always have Way in our hair. Mm-hmm. From volume and shine to deeply hydrating, Way helps you find your way to good hair every day. And right now, I currently have the St. Bart's Hair and Body Spray on right now and the anti-frizz cream. It works wonders. It's been hot as hell, humid as hell Chicago.
100 degrees every day.
Yeah, unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So the frizz cream has been saving my life personally. And yeah, it's just, you know, all their products are amazing. That you love the leave-in conditioner.
I love the spray leave-in conditioner.
Yeah, we love the
I have the Way body lotion on right now as well.
Ooh. St. Bart's?
Smells amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk more about how good St. Bart's smell. Like, you guys are missing out if you don't smell the St. Bart's smell.
It's excellent.
And once you smell it, like, you'll never be able to go back.
Also, can I tell you, I have a spray tan as well right now. Ooh. It's starting to fade, finally, because it was a little much at the beginning. But the Way body lotion with this, if you don't like spray tan smell, which I don't, it goes really well with it and really masks it well
sense.
And it makes you feel
coconutty.
More beachy
because
spray tan's always like one click away from it being beachy and fun and some people really do like it.
I kind of think
it's like a little but then with that lotion on it, oh my god,
yum,
chef's kiss.
So they have shampoo and conditioner made to nourish every hair type and tackle exactly what your hair is lacking. If you want volume, define hair and if you want volume, fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down.
Ooh.
In between fine and thick hair problems, that's kind of like me, wash your way to a happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code WATCH for 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off at theouai.com, code WATCH. Okay.
We did a draft.
This one is a quick, funny one for you.
Hey, girls. It's your new Swifty here. I left a message earlier. Forgot to say that my name is Brenda, by the way. Also, forgot to mention, when you're streaming on Kevin or TS Hockey Bros stream, have you noticed that when he does the Midnight's Era and Vigilante shit comes on, he takes his shirt off and he rubs lotion all over his chest and arms? It's absolutely hilarious.
That was the one I couldn't remember.
Anyways, just forgot to mention that before. I hope you all have a wonderful day and a great time in Chicago, by the way. Great city. Eat all the deep dish pizza. Love you, ladies. Bye.
Love you. Thank you for that. No, that was my breakfast.
Do you know who Kevin is?
Another one that I forgot.
The guy who does the live streams.
Yeah.
He does like themed things every.
Oh, I don't think I knew
every
this.
Era. He does something new. So like he and I explained
job?
This last time.
I don't know.
No
he has
idea.
His Venmo on there, so he probably gets paid.
Yeah, he has Venmo and PayPal.
Someone
up there.
Said they Venmoed him $5 in our honor.
Oh, that's good. Which oh, good, nice. Good, good. Yeah. I mean, I need to do it too. I need to.
Yeah,
do it
next
too.
Live stream.
Next time we'll do it. But so he does like themes. Like he you know first he'll hold his hands up for the fearless, mm-hmm. and then he'll. For Willow, he has a hood and like an orb.
God, yeah.
And then Reputation, he has like a cartoon of himself as Reputation, wait, like oh whatever. God. But then that was the one I forgot. Vigilante shit. He takes his shirt off. The lotion part, I don't remember. But he takes his shirt off and he like dances a little bit to it.
Oh my God.
And he goes crazy. You know what else he loves? And yeah. we talked about it a little bit because he holds up a scarf during it. But the All Too Well 10-minute version, he has the red scarf and it's embroidered with All Too Well. And he like holds it up at the end. But he knows every word. Like he sings it. He's like, call me. That's like. Again, he's
I feel
such
like
a fan.
Every male Swiftie's favorite song is All Too Well 10 Minute.
They love that.
Like, my
yeah.
brother's is definitely All Too Well 10 Minute.
That's
like,
great.
I don't know.
That.
I just feel like all the guys know that one the most.
They yeah. get it. They understand. Yeah. They know
like
the vibes.
The emotion behind
yeah,
it.
The mm-hmm. emotion.
They know the vibes. So, yeah, so that's so funny. Yes, that's the one I forgot. He takes a because I remember I was watching and I kind of had tuned out by, you know, by midnight, so you kind of tune out.
Yeah.
Because nothing's happening anymore on the 100th show at that point, at least. And I remember I was like getting ready for something and I, oh yeah, for Niall. And I was in my room fixing my makeup and I came out and saw him shirtless on the thing with Vigilante shit going. It's just hilarious.
Oh,
hilarious.
God.
So
shout
funny.
Out Kevin.
Oh, shout out Kevin. We love him.
Hey, ladies. This is Philip from the underrepresented Gay Swifty Corner. I'm
hey,
just
Philip.
Wondering, of all the mashups from the Eras Tour, which you'd most like to see her record and put on a future album?
Oh, my God.
If she were to do a fun thing like that.
Oh, God.
Are you doing ones that
great
have been
question.
Performed already?
So I think he was saying, yeah, I guess his question was more, I guess, ones that have already been performed, but like,
yeah.
we could do both, too.
Yeah,
there's
we can,
no rules.
We can wishful thinking as well.
I'm going to just search up, like, all the mashups.
I know
oh,
it's
the
recency
ones
bias, but I really think I Hate It Here in the Lakes.
Yeah, I Hate It Here in the Lakes for sure. That's my number one.
I
need
really
it.
Think.
My number two would obviously be Haunted Exile.
Yeah, I'm, like, looking through.
And then... Man, I don't know. Like some of the mashups are really good. Like I do love the
I text you about
Is
that.
It over?
Wow, Getaway Car August Other Side of the Door.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy one.
Yeah. Ooh, that might be it for me.
That was
low
a crazy
key.
One. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a really really good one. White Horse and Coney Island.
That one was great.
Yeah.
That's a really good
Wasn't
one.
There, I feel like there was one recently that was really heart-wrenching besides Haunted in Exile. Like maybe even the same night.
Oh my gosh, should have said no, you're not sorry and then Peace and New Year's Day.
Fuck.
Oh, Peace and New Year's Day.
All of
yeah,
these.
I feel like
all
that's
them.
You,
so
right?
All of them. Oh, should have
said
God.
No and You're Not Sorry. So good, too.
Peace and New Year's Day and I Hate It Here in the Lakes. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just
wow.
so many
and now I'm
to
thinking
pick
about
from.
The Peace and New Year's Day match.
No, that's crazy. Like, what a great one.
Oh, she did Fresh Out the Slammer and High Infidelity is what she
Oh, right.
Combined.
That's right. People
what
loved
did,
that
which
one,
is a good
too.
One.
What did she combine? Or did she combine for I Look in People's Windows?
I don't.
Oh, I
know.
Love that one too. Though it was I Look in People's. It was that was another one that was. Like
oh, it's
two of my
I
favorites.
Look in People's Windows and Snow on the Beach.
Mm. Oh,
which I'm
so
not
never
a
mind.
Snow
no,
on the
no.
Beach. Yeah.
I just love I Look in People's Windows.
I liked I Look in People's.
The Prophecy and Long Story Short. That was a good combo.
That was one.
Too.
That was
yeah,
a good one.
That was a good
liked.
One. That was
I
a
love
really
long
good
story
one.
Short.
15 and You're on Your Own Kid.
Oh fuck.
I
that
one,
that's good
that
too.
One as yeah. much as I that's a really good one it wouldn't be my number one choice but it does feel most likely to like
make
if she
cry.
Ever does for sure
yeah. yeah
but if she ever does do like a full
well, that
album
be
or a playlist of the true
debut.
Of all the like surprise songs that she's done or mashups
yeah.
or whatever I feel like that would be a likely one
yeah.
that she put out you know
the
what I mean?
Bolter and Getaway Car
great
really
oh,
good one
yeah.
All the Girls
great
You
Loved
Before and Crazier
great one
yeah Haunted Exile
Haunted Exile is
and
like
the Great
really
War
and
You're
top.
Losing Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
True.
And that
yeah.
just happened. Right.
God,
right.
These
right.
are
oh,
so
God.
Good.
Those are like impossible. To
we need
know.
Them all. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We need them all. We need a.
We need them all. Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be an album. It could just be like a playlist
a
on
playlist.
Spotify where she drops it. We don't
yeah.
need to buy
yeah.
variants. We don't need to do whatever. No. Like that would be. I really really want a live Eras Tour
album
like album
yeah.
playlist something like I just yeah. oh God it just.
But there's a few.
Some of
live
them
songs right
yeah some of them are out like I bought The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
or no,
yeah.
Or okay. no, I bought...
No, it was Smallest Man, I thought.
Was The Smallest Man, but also the one that we heard in Paris, our surprise song.
Oh, My Boy.
My Boy Only Breaks
yeah,
His
yeah.
Favorite Toys.
Yeah.
That's what I have. That's what I have. I got the digital download on that one because I really love it.
Yeah.
And it makes me nostalgic for the night. But really good question. Mm-hmm. Very tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think recency bias may have me there, but The Lakes and I Hate It Here for me. Like,
The Lakes and I Hate It Here
gun in my head.
For recency bias, but like... In my heart of hearts, and Gia probably knows that is Peace and New Year's Day.
Peace and New Year's Day
are like
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
are like
that's
two
jam.
Of my just
mm-hmm.
all times.
Mm-hmm.
So
Absolutely.
Are like The Lakes and I Hate It Here though too.
God, it's just all so good. They're just
I'm
so,
gonna claim those two.
Ugh,
But I'll like have you get that one, and I get to.
Well, with
it.
our like star power, we should be able to both. We'll get it there.
Right.
Like now we'll really. Yeah, get it.
I think I have to go. Oh, she did. Wait, what did I? I forget which one I said that I really liked.
The three
prophecy, long story short.
Yeah, the other side of the door.
You're not sorry.
Yeah, you're not sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Long that's a really. Good
I also
one.
Really maybe no, would even no, say White Horse and Coney Island.
That's a awesome, that's just awesome. White Horse as a song. Well, again.
Oh yeah, Getaway Car, August, Other Side of the Door. I think that might be mine.
White Horse. Again, thank you to Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
For White Horse. Did you hear about this?
Without Shonda Rhimes, there'd be no White Horse on Fearless. It would have been on Speak Now, maybe.
Wait,
maybe.
Why?
Because
wait, what? No.
She thought that there was too many sad songs on Fearless, or like that the sad parts were kind of complete. They loved White Horse, and then Shonda Rhimes and Betsy Beer reached out to Taylor, said they wanted to use one of her songs for Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. They sent them White Horse, and they were like, if they want to use White Horse in Grey's Anatomy, we'll put it on the album. Mm-hmm. And they loved White Horse, so they're like, oh, we'll put it on.
Is White Horse in Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I was never
earlier seasons, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Early, like season two. Yeah.
I watched until the plane crash and then dipped.
That's kind of me too. Like after
Derek died, I stopped watching.
Yeah. I've come in and out, but yeah, the plane crash is like my.
They're
last,
like season like 49. I'm
so
like,
what?
It's like a soap opera at this point.
I know. Yeah. I know. Everybody loves. Well, Taylor Swift still watches Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
That was another thing we discovered. I think in the Fearless Deep Diver. No.
No, I think someone said
didn't
that.
Someone say it recently? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, also totally off topic, but Matt James from The Bachelor.
Yeah. Matt Travis Kelce.
Love him.
Got met Travis Kelce, did a little quick 2-question interview with him, asked him what's his favorite food that mom makes. He said chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, cute.
And then asked him what's his favorite food to make for date night.
Yes.
And he said, he's like, oh, I don't really cook. He's like, but I did just learn how to make pasta the right way, so maybe I'll do a little pasta.
Yeah.
And
he's like,
and
he's pasta like,
lemon
with garlic?
Pepper. Yeah, garlic, lemon, and a little bit of shrimp.
Yeah, I was like, you're such a dude.
I was like, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, a little shrimp linguine. I was like, all right.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, Mario. Let's take a...
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was really funny.
And I was like, he's so proud
so
of that.
Cute. So cute. So proud of it. But that just makes me think that when they were in Italy, they probably went to a little pasta making thing.
Class. Yeah.
How fun.
Maybe she like taught him how to make like fresh pasta.
Maybe.
Like,
oh, I'm
so
sure
cute.
She has like
so
a little
cute.
Ruler.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you kidding? God, I love
that
she's
so good at
cooking.
My parents and never did it. Never used it.
I wanted one for a while. It is a pain in the ass because I do like making fresh pasta and like, not to brag, I'm very good at it, but it is hard to like... You know, where am I going to put that thing? I don't make fresh pasta every day. It's like a whole thing.
You got to roll the dough out. It's
that's what I'm saying. It's a little much. Anyway, okay.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. I got to be quiet because my toddler is sleeping in the other room.
Oh, no.
But I'm a little behind because I'm a teacher on summer break, so I don't have as much time to listen to podcasts. But I was just watching your Fearless Deep Dive, and you were talking about You're Not Sorry and how I think Kelly was saying she would love it as a surprise song, and I was at Houston night one, and that was, we got Wonderland and You're Not Sorry.
That's right.
Bangers.
And Houston night one was April 21st, so it was a little bit after when she would have broken up with Joe, so thought I would share that. It was very emotional, and, you know, looking back, we know how much emotion there clearly was for her.
Yeah.
I had no idea I even knew all the words to that song because, like Kelly, I am a Rep and Midnight's girlie. And when Taylor played the first couple, like notes of that song on the piano, I lost my mind and was, like, scream crying that whole song.
Yeah.
And I've never had a breakup before. I married the only person that ever wanted to date me. So.
Lucky girl.
I know, that's so sweet.
It was a great surprise song, and... Yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, I just like
really
that little
sweet.
Tidbit. Yeah, it was
I
cute.
Love
I
that.
Just,
yeah,
I feel like there's just so many Fearless songs that are very underrated.
They are. They are. That song is way underrated, and I think that I think it's fun. It's so funny when people call in and they tell the stories about how they like hear these sad songs and go through the emotions when they like are married or have like never even been like in a place like that. Like I just love how it doesn't matter like if you've literally been through the emotion before or not, you can still
you get it
and you're there for it.
Yeah.
And You're Not Sorry is a perfect song for that. And it is true. Totally. It's like you hear one of these songs you haven't heard in a while and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I unlocked a door in my brain. I didn't realize that I knew every single word
that's
this.
Really how I feel about Fearless is that like I don't go and listen to Fearless like front to back all the time, but like every time I hear a song off like Fearless or even like Speak Now kind of too, it's like oh, I'm right there.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. It's like it snaps right back into place. Yeah.
Like when Fearless Taylor's version came out, I was like, oh, this is really like one of the best albums of all time.
So good. But I still, I feel like Fearless, it just, also Fearless Taylor's version didn't get enough hype. It was the first one.
No, it didn't. People, it was the first one. People didn't really know what to expect. Yeah. It's like one of the older albums.
The weaker vault tracks.
Yeah.
What are some of the vault tracks?
It's Bye Bye Baby, Don't You, That's When.
I do love Mr. Don't Perfectly You. Fine. Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Oh, see, I don't love Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Oh,
like
I love that.
That
song.
I love Don't You. Like, Don't You is like.
Oh, really?
I love Don't You.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also think, too, Fearless was so promoted at the time that when it came out again, people were like, oh yeah, we remember like when this came out the first time. Like it was more that kind of, which like we all remember the promo for all the other albums, but I think Fear, like
Red was like the
dive.
Only one that got like real ass promo.
Red, like they really beat to the ground and it went crazy. And I think after that, people were like, wow, okay, like what's the next one?
I wonder
like, it
why.
It kind of roped in more, I think. Probably because the All Too Well 10-minute version.
Yeah.
I think really put that one over the edge.
Because she knew it was
going to
be a hit.
The song with Phoebe Bridgers, the song with Chris Stapleton. Like the Red still, I think, has the best vault tracks.
Yeah.
Red album. It's tied with me with 1989. It's so hard to pick.
I love the songs in 1989, but I'll Bet You Think About Me.
Yeah,
is
I Bet You Think
so
About Me. Nothing new.
Nothing
all
new.
Too well
yeah,
version.
All Too Well 10-minute.
Well it's
That's
hard
so
to go
true.
Up against some of the big ones like that.
Yeah. Red Taylor's version came out 3 days after I broke up with my like shitty ass boyfriend. It was such good timing.
That's
and
great.
We remember
we drove to
Connecticut,
New Haven for a pop punk show.
Yeah, hell we were like, we can listen to 10-minute All Too Well like 4 times or something.
Oh my God. But it was like 3 days after and I was like sad, I guess, about my breakup, and I was like, at least I get All Too Well 10-minute version.
Absolutely.
And then I got I Bet You Think About Me, and that was really like
that that one's the real like
such a good fuck you song
that helps you that helps you process I'll Bet You Think About Me. Really. All right,
we kind of have the answer to this question. We've said it before in the podcast, but I want to reiterate the idea because maybe people don't know.
Okay.
Hey Kelly and Gia, was just curious if you recalled the headline from December 9th, 2022, Taylor Swift making feature directing debut for Searchlight Pictures via Variety. I think this might have a big chunk in the news that Taylor gave us night one of Liverpool. Just wondering what you think that movie might be about. Bye.
So I guess she said something night one of Liverpool that like made people think that like she's gonna like star in a show. Oh shit, my thing just came out.
Oh, isn't it like, don't people think that she's gonna be in, like Deadpool or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, but that's like in a couple weeks. That's summertime. Wait, I don't know what this. Okay. So I remember. Yes, I remember them saying that she was going to be involved in something. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I threw up.
My dick fell off.
My dick fell off.
I remember the headlines about her being like she's starring in something or directing or writing something. It was kind of ambiguous.
Yeah.
At least I remember that at the time. Then once the Golden Globes came around this year or last fall, I forget. She was sitting next to the head of some like studio, whatever. So everybody was thinking like, oh, she's coming out with something. Either she's in it, she's writing it, she's directing it, whatever, blah, blah. We don't know. What she said on the tour, it was the 100th day. It was Liverpool night one and our 100th tour. And she said that the tour would be ending in December. And I actually do think the last tour date is December 9th. Mm. Now that I think about it, let me look. Eras tour dates. Because I think it's that's the last weekend because the next weekend or a few days later is her birthday.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no. December 8th, a Sunday, is her last show.
Where is that at?
In Vancouver, yeah. The last show in the U.S. will be that Indianapolis show.
Indianapolis.
I'm trying to go.
I know. I just
if
heard,
any of you got the hookup for Indianapolis tickets,
who's
just
saying?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah. Our precious angel was saying his girlfriend's going. So,
oh, yeah, Doug.
Shout out. And so maybe that the timing is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if the December 9th has
I think I was confused by his question, honestly, when I listened to it for the first time. Was he asking what we think she's going to do? I forget what he asked.
I think he said, like, People are saying it could be this based on something she said at night one in Liverpool. What do we think, basically?
Right.
And so, but I don't exactly know what he's referring to that she said.
Right.
But all she really said was that they're ending the show, or you know, it'll be over in December or whatever.
Right.
So maybe
moving on to other things. Like, this has taken over my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. Call back and tell us exactly, because I don't know exactly what you're referencing. However, I wouldn't be surprised if we got some kind of like movie show.
Yeah, no, me neither.
At some point in
the
future.
What I wanted to say was our Folklore movie. Greta Gerwig.
Oh God! Well, oh, that's right.
With Taylor.
Greta Gerwig. Yeah. Folklore. When they were all out.
Betty James.
Who else was that with Laura Dern? It was Greta.
It was basically
Taylor.
The Little Women cast.
I was gonna say it was the cast of
Little Women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Timmy's James.
Timmy's
Bob
James.
Odenkirk is somehow involved.
Yeah.
He's always in there. He's always in there. Steve Carell maybe could come through. I feel like they kind of come through.
It's just like, I feel like that movie is just waiting to make happen, especially like the Mamma Mia type.
Oh yeah, the
type.
Betty James, right?
Yeah,
James,
the Betty James and
August
love triangle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can even do an ABBA type of
Mamma Mia, the whole folklore
album.
So good.
It writes itself.
Gia, you write it.
No.
Okay.
No. You know why? Because
next question.
Because we respect her too much. No one could do it better than she
does.
She knows it better than us. Her and Greta. She interprets it better than us. And, but yes, I
don't
think that
botch
we have
it. You know
exactly. We have the next Mamma Mia on our hands,
yeah.
And it is the folklore of the movie.
It could be Folklore the movie.
Coming,
it could be any.
It could
album,
be Folklore
honestly.
And Evermore mixed together.
Yeah,
it
totally.
Part one, part two.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia one and Mamma Mia two.
Literally.
Folklore, Evermore.
She could do it with all her albums.
So
Reputation,
many things.
The movie.
So many options. Yeah.
Imagine Champagne Problems as a scene in a movie.
No, please.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's almost too much to handle.
Yeah.
But yes, I do think that now, once the tour is done, she'll obviously put out music always, but I do think that we're going to start seeing what else she's been like dipping her toes into for the past couple of years, like somehow while still being on this tour.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
So this question kind of rolls into that. They said, hello, I was wondering your thoughts on if Taylor is truly going to end the tour in December, as she said. Do you think that she will add more dates, or will it really be the finale of the Eras Tour? Do you think she would just do single album tours again, or take a big break from touring? I'm surprised that she wouldn't want to perform TTPD for the U.S. as it's being her newest edition. She does do TTPD.
She is going to do it for
thank you
new
and a big
shows.
Fan.
Right, like a bigger... Well, no. I mean, no.
I think it would be weird if she had that whole speech about how it's ending in December and then
and
not.
Doesn't end it. Just kidding. Yeah.
Also, we have to remember, she's been on... Come December, she'll have been on this tour for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's every weekend. It's you know, she's had 3 months off in 2 years.
It's crazy.
And it's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money putting on a show, a lot of anxiety, making sure everybody gets their venues, blah, 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 whatever. Like, yes, Eras Tour has been magical. It's been unbelievable. We got a movie out of it. Like,
yeah.
I think that... I personally do hope that she ends it just to have a break.
Yeah,
you know what
too.
I mean? For her, like, it's just, it's a lot. She's in the news every day. We're all very hyper fixated on the tour and every move that she's making. Like, we, you know, talked about this the other day about we have to stop clowning so hard about Reputation and stuff, because it's like, we're like, my life can't revolve around the Eras Tour. Like, I can't be canceling plans because I'm like, you guys, sorry.
Kevin on the live stream every
That's
night.
What, yeah, no, I can't. Date. Yeah. And it's like, I can't be doing this just like in the hopes that something may happen. Like, it's just, and that's just, you know, it's nobody's fault but my own.
Yeah.
But the hype around the whole thing is just gotten to a point where it's so high that I think everybody just needs a break. You know what I mean? Everyone needs to touch grass for real.
The Eras Tour has turned into a like puzzle every night, or like
we're playing the mastermind game on Swift Alert, which I love, by the way. I finally played that for the first time, so fun. But like that's what I'm saying, like it's become so much bigger than just
a concert tour. It's become like, people think
it's an event
way of communicating to us.
Exactly, which it's maybe in
maybe
certain ways
bit,
like it could be, but really like no, we need to, everybody needs to get a grip,
right? Or
and
like,
I think that
she wears certain
end.
outfits, so that means XYZ. But like I
it's
fear
just
we've
a
lost
lot.
The plot a little bit.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's gotten
and
to
I'm,
that point,
and I'm down, I'm trying to go again, but
of
like,
course
I think at a certain point, for her own sanity and our own sanity, The chapter ends.
Yeah. Chapters have to end at some point. Yeah. And I think the fact that we have Eras Tour movie is like, okay, we'll just watch a movie, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just watch a movie.
Yeah, maybe I can't believe the movie doesn't have the torture poets.
Maybe they'll add it in. Yeah. Maybe that'll be a Christmas surprise.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, you know? That'd be nice.
Yeah. Because that would make sense for her to add like an extra addition. Maybe maybe more surprise songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, more mashups, recordings, more mashups, whatever. Could be anything like that. So it really, like, the work that she's done on this tour, even when it's over, could still last for another year. You know what I mean? Her doing releases every other week, whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Video, audio, whatever she wants. Yeah. So, I really lots on the horizon still. About it. So bad.
There
I hope
to
she
be.
Does.
Like,
so
there has like to Miss be. Americana, I feel like there's been cameras at so many shows. I know. Like, there has I don't to know. Be. It just wouldn't make sense for there not to be.
Especially after
tour
Miss
on this scale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Breaking all of these records. Right. Like, it just would be make no sense.
Also, not to, like, you know, be this person, but like thinking about Miss Americana and the part in Miss Americana where she's talking about like, and during this I fell in love, like,
I know,
also like then thinking about like her like seeing going through a breakup, if we get that documentary, and then like her
and falling back in love again.
Yeah.
I know,
like, that brings me
that's
joy.
What I'm saying, like, how much behind, there's so much has happened behind the scenes in her personal life at the same time, and it's just, and also I'm so interested in I'm so interested too in seeing like just behind the scenes of how they put that concert on. It's just so much stuff.
Yeah,
did you see the
video
I sent of the people were like, I thought I was seeing something illegal, and it's all of the costumes for the dancers and stuff rolling by.
Oh no.
It was like in the arena, like it was all the like dancers costumes and Taylor costumes and whatever just like going by on clothing racks, and I thought that was cool. Like I would love to do that. I'd love a deep dive on the fashion, inspiration behind it, the dancers, like all of it. It's just it's a tremendous, tremendous tour.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it'll
it's
be
next level.
There has to be a movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey ladies, I was wondering what your guys' thoughts are on why she didn't do a debut set on the Eras Tour. Have you guys heard why? If so, please tell. If not, I'd love to hear your take on why she might have left it out. Thanks for making my week a little brighter with Taylor Watch. I have been a Swiftie for what seems like forever, and I absolutely adore you both. Love ya, Lauren from Nashville.
Aw, Lauren, thanks so much. Ooh, from Nashville. Wow, Travis Kelce's in your city, or he was 2 years ago talking
check
to
out.
Our friends. Anyway,
but so I do always think about that. Not one song.
There's been a lot of speculation about that, saying things like the rights to the songs were like an issue.
Hmm.
And that's why people were saying also that Debut was taking a long time to come out because it was like more up in the air than the other ones. I don't know how true that is. That's just what people were saying in the beginning. Because they were like, what is the only, that could be the only excuse for not having any, like not even one debut song. Like at least Speak Now has Enchanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one song.
I thought that, if like you can sing any song at a concert, like doesn't matter if you have the rights to it or
not. I think it depends on the situation. Because remember we were talking about that at Nile, like how as One Direction, they can't really sing, like, or they have to like, it's pre-approved what songs they can sing individually now that they,
well,
some of
they
them
all
tour
sing
on their
Stockholm
own.
Syndrome.
Right, right, right. Exactly, right.
Yeah,
but
like
Nile
Night
sang,
Changes.
Nile
yeah.
sang Night Changes, right.
Yeah,
so
Night
it's like
Changes.
There's a few songs they can all sing. So I wonder if there's the same kind of like,
pre-approval
needed, and it might not have like worked out when they were planning Eras Tour. Like I'm sure now it could, and like, and she's worked a lot into her surprise songs, like I feel like Debut has like she's sang a lot of those songs. So I wonder if that if there's any truth to that. That's
so
just what I heard and what I always assumed after I heard it, just because I had no other answer.
Because it really if that's not the case, then it just like really doesn't make any sense.
It is kind of weird without even one.
It is weird.
You know what I mean?
Like not even our song.
Or like Teardrops on My Guitar.
I'm surprised that no Teardrops on My Guitar.
I was shocked when Teardrops didn't make it onto the set.
I was
like,
shocked
originally.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And I get like maybe she didn't want
to
do like two like acoustic, because you know Fearless is kind of like acoustic too,
but
she does Love Story, You Belong With Me, like Fearless. I don't know. It's just so
maybe
strange.
It's just kind of a blur to her at this point. Like,
I was
a little kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who knows? But yeah, it's obviously the biggest glaring omission, but I think she really has tried to make up for it in the surprise song. She sung a lot of those songs, and you know, we're just going to wait and see and hear all about this like re-recording process
and
the limitations she
had. Maybe we'll find out in the documentary.
That's
in
what
the
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping that because we'll find out more about the limitations as to why she is and is not singing songs. Like, it's just, you know, I'm so curious. And debut, the whole of Debut.
Yeah.
Is obvious. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Obviously, with the title of this album, there are more poetic, fancy words in the Tortured Poets Department. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite fancy word in the album? Or what is one that you had to Google to learn the meaning? Oh. I like esoteric joke in Black Dog and the symbolism in Albatross.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, when I read this, that.
I thought, joke. Tryst. I had to look up what a tryst was.
I had to also look up what a tryst was.
Yeah. Tryst is one of my favorite words.
It's like, how I long for your tryst. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is a tryst?
Mine is precocious.
Oh.
In, I love the word precocious.
Precocious. It's in 2-1. It's in, oh my God.
Oh, precocious like child.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bolter.
Was a precocious folks, small child.
And the Bolter. And is it?
I hate it here. Yeah. And the Bolter. Yeah.
I really don't know what it means. So I actually want to look it up right now.
Precocious means like advanced. Like advanced for at a young age.
Oh, slow.
Having, a child.
Oh, yeah, having developed certain abilities. Yeah, I love the way she says it, and I love the way it kind of, like, rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
And I like that she uses that same fancy-dancy word twice in 2 different songs.
Yeah,
like,
it's excellent.
Oh, she really likes
precocious
that
word. Precocious is one of my favorite songs, or one of my favorite words ever. Precocious and loquacious. I learned both those words in the same at the same time in, like, 7th grade
English.
What
does loquacious mean?
Loquacious means talkative.
Oh, I love that.
Or conversational talkative, so I was always referring to myself as loquacious.
Yes.
But I actually called myself loquacia for a while. Really, really brought the house down in 7th grade. But I don't want to. I know. No, it was great. I was hilarious.
Yeah.
But again, I was like too old at the time. Like my teacher loved me. The kids were
right,
like,
right.
Bitch.
They didn't get it.
You were an old
soul.
They
didn't get it. I was an old soul. I still am. But not to stunt, not to sound like a snooty bitch, but I didn't have to look up any of the words on the album because I am a lyrical genius myself.
Right.
And I like a good read.
I do feel like you do know like the.
I like vocab. Yeah, that's my. I like
do you
vocab.
Have a favorite of the higher.
I'm
vocab,
trying to think
the precocious vocabulary.
Because there are some songs where I like how she strings words together in ways that I wouldn't have thought.
Have you seen? Let me chat a little. The older man that works at the state library, I think in California, and they have him break down the songs and they have him listen.
No.
Let me see. I think I might have one saved. Oh, he's so sweet, and he is a. Like librarian, and he listens to advanced Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah,
and he's like live reacting to them, and he's a sweet grandpa.
I love that.
Another one that came to my mind was not that I was like it's a fancy word, but I was confused by it when she was like death rattle. I didn't know that like death rattle's
death
like a thing.
Rattle,
oh, breathing. Yeah. Like the death rattle is like.
Yeah, the death
last,
it's
like,
what
breath
happens.
Before
yeah.
you die, mm-hmm. right?
Oh,
yeah.
Also one I learned.
So I was like,
not in
like, after I, like,
as the soul
yeah.
was leaving.
After I learned what that was, I was like.
A depletion of our dreaming.
Sorry.
Leaving me bereft and reeling, my beloved ghost in me, sitting in a tree. D-Y-I-N-G.
Look at my full body chills.
I know.
Oh my God. Actually, that might be the line that I like. Leaving me bereft and reeling.
Yeah,
I love that. I'm just going to take that because otherwise I'll go through it all day long.
I sent it to you guys, but the California State Library, if anyone wants to look it up, has this old sweet man.
Oh, okay.
I love
that's
that.
It. The California State Librarian. Okay, we love him. Check him out. He's a precious angel.
The phrase, I guess, that I didn't know was I was a hothouse flower
to my outdoorsman.
Wait, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what hothouse means.
A greenhouse. Yeah. A hothouse flower to my outdoorsman.
That can it survive outside? And
yes.
Like, I think I actually learned it from that little librarian man.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I was like, you kind of sing and you're like, yeah, totally. I got that one.
No, her at my outdoorsman. He's the hothouse flower. He's sensitive. He needs to be inside and coddled.
Oh, I thought she was the hothouse flower.
Oh, I did too.
She's willing to vent. No. He's the hothouse flower to my outdoorsman because he needs more because hothouse flowers greenhouse
protection,
flowers need more
care.
Help
yeah
like poinsettias I think of poinsettias
he,
when I think hothouse flower.
He was a hothouse flower to my outdoorsman
yeah.
But that I had to figure out what a hothouse flower was
yeah me too.
Then they'll go home to their husbands. Smug because they know they can trust him. Then feverishly calling their cousins.
I'll never forget listening to those. Like,
guess who we ran into at the shops? Walking in circles like she was lost. Didn't you hear? They called it all off. One gasp and then...
How did it end? Oh, I'll never forget hearing the walking in circles at the shops.
That immediate tear. I could cry right now.
Remember, not even me listening to the first time. You guys, me watching. You guys. Because the weekend that Tortured Poets came out, I was dog sitting for PFT. At his house, so I was staying in his wonderful home. And I was watching you guys on his big TV, and I was like, wait, like, I was reacting, like, along with you guys.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They feel the same way.
Yeah, that it reminded me so much of Right Where You Left Me, that line.
Big time.
And that's why
Absolutely, right.
Yeah.
It gets that feel, that, like, forlorn, I'm lost, I'm
stuck. Yeah, like,
I'm
walking
this,
in circles,
yeah.
I'm stuck here.
I'm stuck in everyone's
restaurant.
Watching
Yeah, exactly.
Still at the restaurant.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Just,
God,
just
I love that
fabulous.
Album.
Yeah. But no, this whole album, there. If I were to go through, I mean, it would take me an hour to go through and pick out all my favorite, like, words and the way that she twists things together. Mm-hmm. But, it's so exciting when you look at the lyrics too. Like, obviously we know how these songs sound, but just reading them through, not knowing the lyrics, they are so poetic and they flow so well, even without like any kind of tune.
It's literally poetry.
And so it's just, it's literally poetry. Mm-hmm. And I just, all I can imagine is her sitting around and like just writing poems and then being like, hey Jack, I wrote a handful of poems. Like, let's get some
figure
beats to
out.
It.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's figure it out. Let me get
exactly.
the piano out, you know?
Yeah.
So, just wow. Oh, we're just so blessed.
We are blessed.
We're blessed to live in this world at the same time as her.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. What do we think?
That was lovely.
What a lovely time.
Yes.
Madeline,
thanks for joining
us,
Madeline.
You guys, I missed you, ladies. So
we miss
much.
You.
Miss you all the
we
time.
Miss you all the time.
Yes.
I know. I miss
it's
you guys.
Such a special, occasion. So thank you for taking the time and talking with us and hosting us in your home of Chicago.
Oh my God. Anytime, ladies.
Yay.
You're always welcome
Yay.
Here. If you want to move out here, be my guest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, on that note,
I was literally me texting my dad this morning. He's like, "How's Chicago? Ready to move?" I was like, "Actually, can't wait to get back to New York."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I haven't. Been
I'm
back,
just. I want my stuff. You know?
I haven't been back to New York in so long.
Yeah, you
I
haven't.
You have to visit summertime.
Well, now that I have my
I know
I
you're,
she's got
yeah,
her
I got
your
mansion,
for you.
Her
yeah.
bachelorette pad. We both have. We both have our bachelorette pads.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like city woo-hoo, slickers, you know.
Woo-hoo. I know.
Yeah, so we both have room for you.
I know. I haven't been back since January. That's so sad.
That's so
crazy.
It's your due. Your due.
Your due.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Keep your eyes peeled this weekend for the London shows, all the stuff that's going to go down. Who knows? Probably nothing. We're not even going to attempt to clown.
Wait,
I don't
do
have
think
the energy.
She's gonna sing So Long London or London Boy.
Has we talked about
So
this.
Long London
we
for
think
sure.
So Long London for sure. London Boy, no way.
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
No.
But
I'd be shocked.
I'm always, my takes about her are 90% wrong.
Yeah.
So she
like,
probably
no, but
will.
I think we're spot on with London Boy. Like London London Boy is just
think
that
she,
we think that
I think
I
it's
think,
like a little too petty, but I don't know.
Yes. Too, a little
if she
too,
did like
a little too petty.
Do you think it's petty to sing it?
No, sorry.
No.
If she did a mashup, people are saying,
"Oh, I don't
oh,
think,
do
she
think
do.
She's going to do mashup
oh,
of like London
no, no, no,
Boy."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, that'd
I
be
forgot
crazy.
That you existed
I think she
or something.
Would do
yeah.
it like two separate days. Like she would do So Long
like
London
an angry
night
version
one.
Of
she
London
could.
Boy,
and then like night two, she would do London Boy with who God knows what.
I just can't imagine her singing. You know, I love a London boy.
Yeah.
I enjoy
I
walking
know,
Camden
like,
Market in the afternoon when like Travis is in the crowd.
Yeah,
it just doesn't. It doesn't fit. I would be shocked
on
my
scooter.
But I mean, if Idris Elba comes in,
oh,
that would
be,
I'll
crazy.
Be like,
that,
okay,
then I get that. Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, she just puts up a picture of Idris Elba on the screen. Yeah, and it's like, this is not about Joe. This is about Idris.
Yeah, this is about Idris now. Yeah.
I know. Like, I feel like she has to sing it.
I would be shocked if she does.
I would be shocked.
We got Welcome to New York.
Well, that's
no,
different.
But that's, yeah. That's
not about her.
I'm
that's
not
about Joe. Boyfriend from
I'm not saying, yeah. I'm not saying that she won't sing it because it's cheese. I'm saying that she won't sing it because it's about Joe.
So about Joe.
Glaringly about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
right in his kitchen. Like, it's just, I don't know. If she does, I will be shocked.
Yeah.
I think
I think
definitely will get So Long London for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
for
you
sure.
can rub
don't
it in our faces
for it.
If she does.
No,
yeah,
I won't.
Yeah.
I'll just listen.
Okay.
And be like shocked to my core.
Exactly. Of course. Perfect. So, all right. We'll see you next week. Look forward to everything going on this weekend. Keep your eyes peeled. Let us know. Play that mastermind game. So fun. Thank you guys so much for calling in. As always, we appreciate it. If you want to call in again next week for at any point next week before we record, the number is 347-450-0723. Also, you can message the Taylor Watch Instagram. You can send us texts on that number that we just sang so beautifully to you. Please subscribe to everything. Please follow us on everything. Show us some love. Show Madeline some love.
Oh my God,
as always.
Yeah,
and
follow
we
Madeline.
Will see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye. Thank
you.